Hello, my name is Mark Rector, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today as we journey through the season of Advent and our devotional guide called Threads of Promise. Today is Wednesday, December 3rd, and right now we are focusing our attention on the promise that Christ will come again. Today I'll be reading from the prophet Malachi, that's the last book in the Old Testament, and we'll be looking specifically at chapter 3, verses 16, and then we'll go all the way through chapter 4, verse 6. And I'll be offering some reflections, some devotional thoughts on the passage, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Let us read together, remembering that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Hear now the Lord's word through Malachi chapter 3, verse 16, through chapter 4, verse 6. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. On the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty, they will be my treasured possession. I will spare them, just as a father has compassion and spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Surely the day is coming. It will burn like a furnace. All the arrogant and every evildoer will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, says the Lord Almighty. Not a root or a branch will be left to them. But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves. Then you will trample on the wicked. They will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord Almighty. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the decrees and laws I gave him at Horeb for all Israel. See, I will send the prophet Elijah to you before that great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The title of my devotion today is called Alone But With Hope. Most people don't like feeling alone, excluded, or left behind. More than likely, you have felt this way, and there's a good chance you've experienced varying levels of disappointment, of sadness, frustration, and a whole host of other emotions as a result. The late actor Robin Williams once said, "I used to think the worst thing in life was to end up all alone. It's not. The worst thing in life is to end up with people who make you feel all alone." Like many of the prophets of the Old Testament, Malachi was all alone, even though he was surrounded by plenty of people. During the time of his ministry, somewhere between 500 and 400 BC, Malachi seemed to be one of a few who were concerned with faithfulness to the Lord. Over the last 400 years, the Jewish people had a rough go of things. Their united kingdom had split in two. Empires had come in to assert power and control over them, and outwardly it appeared there was no hope on the horizon. The Jewish people had grown skeptical and disillusioned by all that had happened to them. In their minds, God had failed them. Malachi comes onto the scene, all alone, and he has to deliver the tough news to the people. It's not that God has failed you, it's that you doubt God's unconditional love for you. As is mentioned in chapter 1, verse 2, you bring half-hearted sacrifices, chapter 1, verse 8. Your priests don't do their job, chapter 2, verses 7 through 9. You act unjustly, chapter 3, verse 5. And you withhold your money and your best from the Lord, chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. For a supposedly promised people, that's quite the catalog of unfaithfulness. Malachi is trying to get the people to see, to understand, and accept their sin. But does his message actually get through to them? As it turns out, there were a faithful few who became the Lord's treasured possession. These would be the ones to whom God would extend his love and compassion, as chapter 3, verses 16 and 18 say. These people will revere the Lord's name, and the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays. What a beautiful image that is. And you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves, chapter 4, verse 2. For those who are found faithful, their time will come. In our Bibles, that time comes one page later as we turn to Matthew's Gospel. In actual history, it was over 400 years later when, like Malachi, John the Baptist would make ready a people prepared for the Lord, as Luke records in chapter 1, verse 17, and who would give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. This salvation and the forgiveness of sins would come through the babe born in the manger, Jesus Christ. Robin Williams is right in one respect. The worst thing is not being alone. But as Malachi shows, faithfulness, even when you're all alone, is possible because of God's grace towards each of us. The worst thing, it turns out, is being alone and having no hope. Thankfully, we have Jesus, our Savior, born in the manger, and the one in whom the hopes and fears of all the years are met. I hope and pray that you will remember this good news this Advent season as we await the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you pray with me? Father, when I feel alone, cast off, or not remembered, thank you that you see me, you know me, and you love me always. Grant me the eyes and the heart to hold on to the hope that you have set most fully in your Son, Jesus Christ. In your name we pray.